I spoke about Francis Ridley Havergal recently, who lost everything because all her writings went down on a ship that was going to America and she had no copies. I suppose that has made me wonder what I would do if I lost everything that God has given me, and I've had to think quite deeply about it. And it's then that you find out whether you are actually hanging on to what he's given you or whether the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, and so you're content with it. And I've come to the conclusion that if it pleases him to take away what he's given so that nobody gets it, that's his business. That's the sovereignty of God in action, and I bow the knee and the heart to his decision. How is it for you, for the things that are special to you, that you have perhaps created, that you feel are yours, those precious bits of yours? What if he took them away? Have you thought about what you would feel like? Have you got your faith response ready? Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, you know, had their faith response ready when Nebuchadnezzar threatened to throw them into the furnace, the burning fiery furnace. No, we're not going to bow the knee, they said. That wasn't a snap decision. They'd already decided in their hearts that if push came to shove, they would lose everything for the sake of believing the God who was. How about you this morning? God bless you.